The book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 9. We resume our study in verse 1. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. And in chapter 9, we're going to begin to look at the judgment on Israel's enemies. Beginning in verse 1, chapter 9, it says, the word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach and will rest upon Damascus. For the eyes of men and all the tribes of Israel are on the Lord. The eyes of God's people are upon God. That is, they are turned to the Lord, looking for deliverance from their enemies. Verse 2. And upon Hamath too, which borders on it, and upon Tyre and Sidon, though they are very skillful. Judgment will come upon Hamath also, and anyone else who gives God's people a hard time. Verse 3. Tyre has built herself a stronghold. She has heaped up silver like dust and gold like the dirt of the streets. Tyre's stronghold was a city. It was a city built on an island. And they were very arrogant. They didn't figure that they needed God because they didn't think anyone could conquer them. Well, God showed them that they were wrong. Security from the world is no security at all if God is not on your side. Verse 4, but the Lord will take away her possessions and destroy her power on the sea, and she will be consumed by fire. Alexander the Great flattened Tyre in 332 BC. But God is the one who really did it. Alexander was just his instrument. 5. Ashkelon will see it and fear. Gaza will writhe in agony, and Ekron too, for her hope will wither. Gaza will lose her king, and Ashkelon will be deserted. The cities of Israel's arch enemies, the Philistines, will see how Tyre was destroyed, and they will fear. If Tyre is not safe from the judgment of God, they will think, we sure are not safe. Verse 6, foreigners will occupy Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. God will destroy everything that is valuable to the cities of the Philistines. All the things they trusted for security will be destroyed. Verse 7, I will take the blood from their mouths, the forbidden food from between their teeth. Those who are left will belong to our God and become leaders in Judah. And Ekron will be like the Jebusites. The Philistines in their false religion drank blood and ate dogs and pigs and mice. God says he's going to put an end to that. And he also says that the Philistines will become God's people. And this points to the church age when God will bring all sorts of people into his kingdom through Jesus Christ. 8. But I will defend my house against marauding forces. Never again will an oppressor overrun my people, for now I am keeping watch. And this verse also points to the day when Jesus returns to earth. When Jesus returns, no one will ever hurt any of God's people ever again. Verse 9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now this verse, we know what this is talking about. This verse is quoted in the New Testament. It was fulfilled on Palm Sunday with Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. On Palm Sunday, the Jews received Jesus as their Messiah king. 5 days later, however, they shouted for him to be crucified. Verse 10, I will take away the chariots from Ephraim, and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. God turns his attention to Israel and Zechariah's day here. Jesus the Messiah will establish a worldwide kingdom. But unlike other kingdoms, this one will be characterized by peace, total peace, and everlasting peace. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. And this is what I was talking about. God turns his attention to Israel. In Zechariah's day, he says, we have a covenant, Israel. We have a covenant. You obey and serve me, and I will take care of you. God says, I'm going to keep my end of that deal. God is telling them that any exiles still out there in the country will be brought home. Verse 12, return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. So there's going to be complete restoration of all that was good now that Israel is repenting, or if they continue to repent. Verse 13, I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. God's people will be weapons in his hands. God will use his people to pray and spread the word of God so that he can destroy his enemies by transforming them into his children through faith in Jesus Christ. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south. When God appears on earth, especially in the symbolism of lightning and storms, then his people can rejoice, but his enemies better worry. And you know, oftentimes God does appear. His coming to earth to rescue his people is described in the form of lightning and thunder and stuff like that. Verse 15. And the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bull used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. And this scripture was fulfilled a few centuries later when God fought for Israel against Greece. And that can be read about in 1 Maccabees chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 7. God's people were outmanned and outgunned, but they prayed and God gave them victory. 16. The Lord their God will save them on that day. As the flock of his people, they will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. God will save his people in the ultimate sense, with the redemption which was purchased by the cross of Christ. Christians are like jewels in God's crown. I don't feel much like a jewel. I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for 30 years as I make this recording, but I feel more like a chunk of coal. I feel more like a piece of gravel. Gravel or granite or something like that than I do a jewel. But through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, God actually sees us as jewels, in spite of all of our flaws. Thank the Lord, because there would be no other way for him to see us as jewels. 17, how attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive, the new wine, the young women. This refers to the blessings of God's grace, delivered to his people. The spiritual Israel, once again, the church, through his word in this present messianic kingdom age. So, a lot of these prophecies pointed to the church age, and they have been fulfilled and are continuing to be fulfilled right now. Next time, chapter 10. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.